Jon Stewart, thank you for joining us, for God's sakes. Television history last night, after 74 wins, $2.5 million in earnings. Ken Jennings was defeated on Jeopardy last night, and I just want to say to Ken Jennings, you are a dumb f***. You get into Final Jeopardy, you're in the lead. The question is working 4 months out of the year, and the thing, the answer is H&R Block, and you know what you write down? Die, 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 die. You know why you wrote that down? Because you're a dumb When I was on Win, Lose, or Draw, Loretta Swit was doing something on the board, and I said to myself, I think that's Ishtar she's drawing. Can you imagine 74 wins in Jeopardy? There should be no room in that man's head for anything. Who are we getting tonight in Washington, where yesterday was a dark day for fans of lumpy technocrats? Tom Ridge, America's best director of Homeland Security, and of course it's first, announced he'd be stepping down by February 1st. For over 3 years, Ridge has been a... I'm going to go with well-groomed. He's been well-groomed, I think. At his resignation press conference, Ridge defended his one accomplishment, the color-coded terror chart, by reminding everyone that, hey, whoa, whoa, he wasn't the only guy who worked on it.
Well, first of all, that is a system that quite a few people worked on, labored over for months and months when I was in the White House.
Months and months on that thing? Look, I understand picking the right 5 colors can take time. I understand. I just painted my bathroom. But after that, were you held up by some font situation? Were you wondering if maybe colors weren't the right way to go? You should have gone with a scratch and sniff? Ridge did show off his other terror-fighting technique.
It has demonstrated, I think, its maturity in the sense that we have raised the threshold because, number one, we haven't raised it nationally for almost a year. We hope we can continue that.
The guy in charge of protecting America from terrorists just knocked wood. I don't understand. Oh! Bin Laden's come out with another video. Someone throw salt over their shoulder. All things considered, Ridge did give himself a pretty glowing assessment of his job performance.
And I tell you, today there are X number of incidents that we were able to thwart or prevent. Cannot. Am I fairly confident, confident that we probably have? Yes, I am, but it's still difficult to prove something unless I could point to a specific case.
Okay, then. Engraved on his retirement watch, Tom Ridge. Mission not unaccomplished, presumably. Who will succeed Ridge? The top contenders include former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik, former FEMA Director Joe Albaugh, and Undersecretary for Border and Transportation Secretary Asa Hutchinson, or the odds-on favorite, Scarecrow with Angry Face.